Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this beautiful persona, this immaculate persona, this living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, is this beautiful embodiment of so many different countless virtues and beautiful and exalted moral and ethical qualities and attributes. He is this manifestation of the teachings of Islam, the teachings of the Holy Quran, the teachings of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And of course, he is also known as the Quranun Natiq, the speaking Quran. They are such that their blood and their essence is mixed and diffused in the wahi and the revelation of the Almighty Allah, peace and blessings upon the Holy Messenger of Allah and his holy Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Now, of course, one of the very interesting things and one of the things that we find is really special about Imam Ali alayhi salam is that we never find him to become angry. Yes, he was very brave. Yes, he was very powerful. He was very steadfast. He was very staunch and determined upon the right path and upon Siratul Mustaqim, the straight path. And of course, he was always very staunch in his defense of the oppressed and his helping the weak and the needy, and his fighting all of those who were the oppressors and those who were the people who rebelled against the Almighty Allah. We find in all of these situations he was firm, he was stern, he was steadfast, but he was not angry. And a lot of times this is something that we need to differentiate, and that is between being resolute and being determined and steadfast and being brave and courageous and being angry. You know, we never find that Imam Ali alayhi salam was angry. Perhaps we can say that when in one of the great battles, he was ready to slay the enemy, and the enemy end up, spitting on the face of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And at that point, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam dismounts from his position of slaying the enemy, takes a few steps, and then comes back. And, you know, when the Muslims ask them that, what happened? Why did you dismount when you were about to slay the enemy? Imam Ali alayhi salam says that I wanted to make sure that the strike that I, invoke upon the enemy is a strike for the sake of Allah and is not for the sake of my own personal desires or my, you know, to satisfy my anger or to take revenge. These kind of things. So we don't find Imam Ali alayhi salam becoming angry. In many places, His Eminence even talks about anger, and he says how anger is a sort of insanity, or how anger paralyzes the intellect, or how anger is your enemy. This is something that is really important for us to understand, you know. The more stress that we come under, especially in this modern era where there's a lot of stress, whether, going to work and the commute itself is stressful, work itself is stressful, having children is stressful, you know, the schools for children is stressful. It just seems like life is full of stress, which in itself is another discussion for another program, that this is not what the Almighty Allah has intended for humanity. Allah has intended peace of mind and tranquility and this serenity and prosperity for humanity. It is these different man-made systems, you know, over the different centuries, which have, even to the present day, have destroyed the peace of mind of humanity, because they are man-made systems. They are not divine systems. Unless we implement divine systems, this status quo is just going to continue. But we were talking about stress, and so amongst this stress, we have a tendency to become angry because we lose control. And this is something that, you know, with the help of Allah, we need to practice to not get angry. There are many different things, you know, that have been taught to us by the teachers of Irfan and spiritual wayfaring and the control of the self and the control of the spirit over the self. And one of these things, you know, for example, to recite salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, you know, as much as you can. A profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes, in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome, my friends. Keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
First and foremost, if we really look at the core of everything that we do, we have this vision in our hearts when Allah says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, by the soul which He perfected, which He completed, and He taught it wrong and right. It is at this level that we need to talk. It is at this level that we need to establish our foundations as to first and foremost why we believe in God. Second of all, why do we need prophets? Why do we need messengers? Why do we need revelations? If I go on the flip side and take the atheistic, agnostic position to say science teaches me everything, I can understand morality from my own self, and we can collectively get together and decide what is right and what is wrong, why do I need an outside source to complicate my reality? When in reality, of course, it is not to complicate, it is to simplify. Because mankind is always in need of a higher order. I don't need to get into those arguments. But let's establish the fact that when we talk about the position of Imam Ali alayhi salam with relations to his successorship after the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one might say, well, this is a position you're holding from a physical point of view of the need for a successor and the need for a leader and the need for a guide. I want to go beyond that. For we have leaders today, we have successors today, we have kings and we have presidents. It doesn't serve the purpose. The purpose behind religion, which makes it different, deen, deen il-haq. Why is deen different from the political scenarios of societies, is that here it's a complete holistic system that guides the moral principles of mankind. The other is more of a managerial position, where I'll disperse funding for housing and I'll disperse funding for the roads and for education. At the end, at the core level, we are Muslims living in a very, what we call, mixed communities of different religions. We will adhere to the civil laws on the condition it doesn't defy our ideological laws. For if there is a rule out there that insists on mankind having to, for example, our women are not allowed to walk outside with hijab, for example. This now comes in contradiction to our ideology, our faith, which is when we go to the civil courts and fight for our freedom of religion. Now, the civil system has passed a judgment, but we are bound nonetheless, ultimately, that as long as the civil system does not contradict my moral system, I'm okay with it. But if it contradicts my moral injunction, then I'm going to rise and reject. So ultimately, bottom line, what is the driving force of a human being? Is it the civil law or is it the ideological moral system? You and I will see that at the end of the day, the pros and cons of what is, what we see is a moral system and an immoral system is going to drive our civil system. And if principles, and since principles are fixed, then this whole issue of walay of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and the principle of imamat and the principle of leadership and the principle of successorship under the command of Allah and the need for a representative who holds a certain quality and a certain characteristic remains the same.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.